Okay, today is Daf Ayin Gimel. We had our Ayin Beis Lamed Beis. We're up to Amar Mat. We're going to go just say the question outside. The Gemara said that the Mishnah said that if a man says Hezer Get, if I die from this disease, from this sick illness, from this illness, and he gets better, right. And he goes out to the street, he goes to visit, he goes to the park, and then he gets sick again and he dies. So the question is, did he die from that disease, from that illness, or not? So the Gemara asked the question, what do you mean? One second. But it says that a get is just like a gift, and just like a gift, if you get better, a gift that's given in contemplation of death. If you get better, you have to return the gift. Right. So too, a get is nachal. So what do you mean you have to go evaluate? There's nothing to evaluate. Once he got better, the condition is off. Yeah. So the Gemara, right? That was the question yesterday. So Amar Mar, Braid Rav Yosef, Mishmei Derava, no, Shani take Micholi L'Choli. No, he went from one illness to another illness.
A different illness.
So he never got better.
Right.
He never got better. So the Gemara says, what do you mean never got better? V'Amad Ketoni. It says he got up. So the Gemara says, yeah. Amad Micholi Zeh, V'Nafal L'Choli Acher. That means that he just got sick from one sickness to another sickness. He never got better. He never got up. He never went to the park. It never happened.
But didn't he recuperate from the first?
Ah, v'halach b'shokatani. Didn't it say he went to the street? He went to the market. He saw people. Didn't it say that in the Mishnah? So the Gemara answers, halach al mishanto. It just means that he was able to walk on his stick, on his own. Right? Rashi says, al mishanto. It's the last skinny line. Sorry, the mid-sized lines. Nishan al maklo. He was able to use his stick. Ula olam cholahu. He was still a chola. Vaha did not got holach. It says he was able to go to the shuk. Lav mishum da amida he the tailif mine in omar ein a chozer. Nothing to do with that. That he got better. Nothing to do with that. Ella hakamashma lon. Just telling you the timer the holachu the boyumdina. Since he got up a little bit and he was able to walk around a little bit, that shows. And then he got sick. That shows we require evaluation. Why did he get sick? Why did he die? Was it from the first illness or from the second illness? Im machmas choli rishon meis, right? Dikala mechash, because you're not sure. Hoel v'halach, maybe he got up. Need tell me osa choli, he got better from one disease. Umeis mecholi acher. And he died from some other illness. V'hu omer mecholi zeh. I'm not sure what those words mean at the end. In other words, when the Mishnah said that he got better and he walked around, that just means that now we have a suffix why he died. Because the Vaha Kamashmalan, the Halacha Mishanto, if a guy's able to get up for a little bit, Ha Debein on Umdana, that's the kind of person that requires an Umdana, an evaluation. Idach Umdana Namilo Be'inan. But if he doesn't even get up, he can't even walk around, there's nothing to evaluate. There's no question he dies from the first illness. Even if they say it's some other illness. There's nothing to do with that. There's no second illness. There's no second. If he got up a little bit and walked around, oh, maybe it was a second illness. We have to evaluate it. Now, that's how the Gemara answers that question. Anyway, Shmas Mina, you see from here, Shchiv Meira, you have a Shchiv Meira, Shenitak Mecholi L'Choli, that goes from one sickness to another sickness, Matana Sa Matana. His Matana is a good Matana. Right? In other words, When the Mishnah said that you have to evaluate, right? That's what the Mishnah said. If a guy said, if I die, and he got better, and then he died, you have to evaluate why did he die. Now we change it to say it's from the first illness or from the second illness. However, a matana, right, would be good even without this evaluation. In, yes, you're right. Damar Balazar Mishmei Derav, Shchiv Meira, Shenitek Mecholi L'Choli, Matanasa Matana. That's a good Matana. What's the difference why he dies? When a guy's on his deathbed and he says, okay, I'm giving you a gift because I'm dying anyway. You can't take it with you. And then he gets better and he gets sick from something else. What's the difference? What's the difference why he dies? Only by Gittin it makes an issue. Why by Gittin it makes an issue? Because he said, if I die from this illness.
Gittin's got a ramification.
Right, which, no, forget, not a ramification, because he made a condition. If I die from this illness, when a Shchiv Meira gives a Matana, he doesn't say, I'm giving you Matana because I'm going to die from this illness. He says, I'm giving you Matana because I'm going to die. What's the difference if it's this illness or the other illness? What's the difference? Right? What's the difference what the illness is for? If I get it, makes a difference because that's a condition. So you have to say, from this illness. And then if he gets better and he dies from some other illness, we need to evaluate it. But by a shechid meira, it doesn't make a difference what illness it is. As a matter of fact, that raises another question. Does a shechid meira even have to say that I'm giving you a gift because I'm dying? Is it understood?
It's understood. It's
so, Rabba, Virava, Lo Svirahu, Laha, de Ravuna. They don't agree with Ravuna. What's Ravuna? Right, what Ravuna are we talking about?
That if you're a Shechid Meira,
and you didn't say, right, if I die, right, but you gave the gift because we didn't say it. No, he's not.
No, I'm talking about a get.
No, he's not.
That's what it says here.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but it's talking about a get. I'm sorry. Right, I'm sorry. You're right. He's talking about a get. In other words, where did Ravuna say that? Did he say that yesterday? Right? What's the point? The point is Ravuna said they don't even have to say what. You don't even have to say it. You just give the get. You give the get, but you don't have to say.
He doesn't have to say if I die.
What?
He doesn't have to say if I die
because it's built into his thoughts, right? But so what's the halacha? They don't hold like Ravuna, and they hold it's not a good get, right? Gzeira, really, it's a good get, but it's a gzeira. Shema yomru yishke l'acha misa. People might think, oh, you can give a get after misa. Look at Rashi, the first skinny line. Di amad v'chazar. If he gets better, right? Asu l'meimar lo have a get ad demayis. People are going to say, oh, that's the guy that wasn't chal. The only reason why they get chal is because the guy died. And now what happened? When he died, it's a good get. Shmamina, what are you people going to say? Yesh get la'ach hamisa. Such a concept of yesh get la'ach hamisa. V'asi la'ach shurei zegiteich la'ach hamisa. Only because he died, now it's a good get. What do you see? It's a get after misa. V'lo yad, they're not going to know, the kivin delo parish, since he didn't say anything, he just gave it. Midi dahave midi given the parish midi didn't say anything. L'chi yehivna when he gave it nehele sheyeget me'achshav va'almanas shiyamus. What it meant was it's chal today if I die. You didn't say that condition. We're trying to say it's built in. Really, it is built in. Right? If I give a get, I don't say anything. It's dated today.
It's understood.
It's understood that it's after I die. You don't have to say that, or you don't have to say mechol izeh. You can just say here, after I die, it's chal today. People aren't going to know that you said that. They're going to come to think, hey, look at this. It gets only works after someone dies. Yishke l'acha misa. That's a big mistake. We don't want anyone to think that. So therefore, we don't allow this. Which means, miyaka midi, back in the Gemara, such a thing, the midaraisa lo havegita. Midaraisa, it's not a good get. Right? Why is it not a good get? Exactly. Umishum gzeira sharin on eshetzish la'alma. But it's for gzeira, we're going to say it's a good get, so nobody should think that yesh gerach hamisa. That's a funny thing.
Not a funny thing. It's good. It's impossible.
Yes. Because kol de makadesh, anyone who gets married, adaite de rabbanan makadesh, they get married on the authority of the rabbanan. Va'afki inu rabbanan l'kedusha minei, and the rabbanan uprooted the kedusha. Meaning, when you get married under the chuppah, you say, "Hariyam Kadesh Azli, Kadash Moshe V'Yisrael." If Moshe V'Yisrael and the Bezit doesn't like what you did, they will undo the marriage retroactively, and as if you were never married. So that's what we're going to do over here. A shchiv meira that divorces his wife. He divorces. What's the case? He divorces his wife Stam. Then he gets better. Then he gets sick again. Right. Now. Really, the get should be batal.
Right.
Because he got better.
Yeah.
The get should be batal because he got better. Right. But we're afraid, but then he got sick again.
Right.
Right?
And so it's only Gzeira we're worried about.
Exactly. People are going to think, Yesh ke l'acha misa. So because of that problem, if that ever happens, if a shchiv meira ever gives a get and then gets better and recovers, we're going to undo his marriage from the beginning. So he was never married.
So wait a minute. So what you're saying is
that
a Rabbanan can take away the Raisa?
Yes.
the burn can be vavatal at the derisa.
Yeah.
We had this concept earlier.
We have a kind of, yeah. If a Shoshana falls out on Shabbos, the Rabbanan said, don't blow a shofar.
Okay, right.
Right?
Okay.
And you tell me, oh, that's only if it's a, what's it called? It's only if it's a Sheval Tasa, right?
Right.
How about this one? The Rabbanan said that if your head fits into a sukkah, but not the rest of your body, you're not Makai the mitzvah of sukkah. Who made up that rule? Right? It's a gzeira, you come to take the food out of the sukkah, because it's so little of you is in the sukkah. Right. But Torah doesn't say a word about that. You have it. That's a really different issue. That's the Rabbanan defining the mitzvah.
Right. Exactly.
Right? The Rabbanan define what the mitzvah is.
Yeah,
the Rabbanan can define.
It's Rosh Aruba.
What? But they're defining the mitzvah.
But it's a raisha that you have to sit in the sukkah 7 days.
The best way to show for.
So the Gemara in Kedushin talks about that. If you give a ring, but you don't say anything.
Then what? We're fall into this category.
I don't think it's a good Kedushin if you don't say it. What if you marry a woman but you don't do Kesef Shtar Bia? That's not a Kedushin. Right?
But that's part of the derisa.
Biblically, you don't have to say Kedas Moshe Yisrael.
You might have to. Yeah, you might have to say Aram Mekudeshesli.
Right.
So the Kedas Moshe Yisrael part, I don't know, it's interesting. It's a good question. So it could be also, the Rabbanon said, say that. Right? And then we're in charge. Right. But you have many times that the Rabbanon give the parameters of a mitzvah.
Right?
You have many times.
Well, the reason that the Gemara actually earlier talks about them, because you say Kedas Moshe Yisrael, because you're entering the marriage, Kedas Moshe Yisrael, so you're under the auspices. Bother me then also. What happens if you don't enter the marriage?
I hear you.
Yisrael,
I hear you.
Our question is different. Our question, we're trying to be oikar derisa.
Correct. Correct.
So why?
How could that be?
Right.
How could that be? Because the Torah gives the power of the Chachamim to define marriage.
But it's not a definition. You're taking
the
whole thing.
Exactly. That's fine. Exactly. That's exactly what it is. A definition of marriage.
It's saying you're not married.
Now, when can you do this? Whenever you want? This was a big controversy in the 1970s, right? Because when someone doesn't want to give life a get, we'll just do this, right? Oh, you never married, right? That's the way they tried to do that. They tried to do that.
Well, I actually know of a case where Moshe went and he invalidated the Kedushin because they...
I don't believe that at all.
Well, it's my neighbor.
I don't
believe your neighbor.
There was no tshuva written about it?
He was able to invalidate the original marriage. That's why the Cohen could marry a...
Okay, I have another case with a neighbor like that, where they allegedly got a thing for Ramosha. I don't believe it. And there's a person. There are people running around that are married to Kohana, married to Gerushas, and they claim that Ramosha is matred it. Now tell me, how could he matred that?
He's very good about writing tshuvas.
How do you matred that?
Because he invalidated the Kedushin.
How do you do that?
What
Kedushin? The first Kedushin? From the first marriage?
Yes.
Why? On what basis? On what basis? Because the Kohen wants to marry a Gerusha? What's the basis?
He found Absalom the Edom.
Okay, I don't believe it.
Found Absalom the Edom.
20 years later, he found Absalom those Edom, right?
Right. Give me the guy's number.
Okay. I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm not saying this person has who to rely on. I'm not saying that. I don't know the story. I have a hard time that every time somebody wants to do something that the Torah doesn't want, they just undo the marriage. I think there are 4 or 5 places in Shas where this concept comes up. It's very, very limited. This is a huge topic, right? So the Gemara says, Amalei Ravina Leravashi, Tinach, Kiddush Bekasba. That's all good. You could undo the marriage if they got married with money.
Kiddush would be a
Ma'ikal Lememar.
Right.
What are you going to say? Amalei, Shavi Rabbanan Lebi Aso Lebi Ilaz Nus. The Rabbanan turned it into Znus. Now, it's funny. The Shittim Mekubetza says, one second. A guy gets married.
Right.
He's a regular person. He gets sick. He gives his wife a get. I'll deny that he dies. And then he doesn't die.
Right.
So now he turned everything, his whole life into znus.
Right.
Didn't do anything wrong. And many of the other times they do something wrong. They don't listen to the chachamim, they mistreat them, right? They do something wrong. Oh, you do something wrong, we're going to uproot the marriage. They didn't do anything wrong.
It was all tonight.
They just got sick. And then they got better. And it was a shayla, oh, the yeshkel achamisa, engel achamisa. They didn't do anything wrong. It's a fuck, you know? So what does it mean, bilaz znus? We slap him with a surim because... It's a funny thing.
Have the rest of the marriage, just the one act you worry about?
No, every time.
Right.
So they're not married. They were never married.
That's a
they were never married.
Yeah.
So we don't run into Ein Gala Chamisa problems because they were never married. So therefore, if the husband now, there's no Shaila now of, now he got better.
Right.
but he shouldn't have done a funny get where the suspicion is, Yesh Gala Chamisa. Right? So because of that issue, we undid the marriage.
Now called Bealism.
So what's the status of the kids?
What?
If he's not married, what's the status of the kids?
So the status of the kids is that's any time somebody's not married to somebody else.
Born out of wedlock.
So if they're married to other people, they're mamzerim.
Right.
And if they're not, they're not mamzerim.
So what are they?
Nothing. Hey. Nothing. Nothing.
Regular
kids. They're not mamzerim. Nothing wrong with them.
Are they able to marry Kohanim?
I think so. I'm not 100%. I think so. I think they are. Because nothing. They're not. They're not they're, what?
There's nothing wrong with them.
There's nothing wrong with them. There's nothing wrong with them. Okay, next. Tana Rabbanan. Zegiteich mehayom. This is your get from today. Imati michol lizeh. If I die from this illness.
No, he can undo possible other children that he has from Amzera.
Yeah, they came up with all these kuntin to try to undo all these things, right? So the Gemara never says that by Mamzerim. Oh, you know what? We'll just invalidate the marriage. The Gemara never says that.
Never says that.
Never says that.
Well, it says someone might. We had this case before by in Sota.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll say that his niece is he invalidated his marriage by saying it's from the date again. He says something.
Right. So that's why we date again.
That's why we date again because he might say it was late.
Right. Right.
And he wants to save his niece from getting.
Correct. Correct. Right. All right. Tana Rabbanan. Ze gitech ameyom imati mechol izeh. Here's your get if I die from this illness. Fenafal bayis alav. Oh, he kicho nachash. But they die for some other reason. Ain't a get. That's not a get. Why? Because he didn't die from this illness. Im lo emod mechol izeh. But if I don't survive this illness, fenafal alav bayis oh he kicho nachash. Harei ze get. That is a good get. Why? He didn't survive the illness. The fact that he died because a train hit him has nothing to do with anything. Right? Now the Gemara says, well, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. What's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa, really? Rashi says, Maishna Reisha, I unsa delo shchiach asek adaite. If we're talking about, we're not factoring in far-fetched things that happen, crazy things, like houses falling on you. Reisha nami lahav a get. The Reisha should also be a get. Why? The mitoch osa choli meis. Lamaisa, you died while you had this illness. The mecholi zeh lo mashma el mitoch choli zeh. It doesn't mean you're going to die from this illness. It means you're going to die while you have the illness. So that's what we said in the Sefer. So what's really the difference in the Reisha and the Sefer? So the Gemara answers, Shalcha mitam achlo ari ein lanu. Rashi learns that means, Elion ate him. You're right. The Sefer doesn't make any sense. The Sefer is wrong. The Sefer of that Brisa is wrong, right? Why? Because someone getting eaten by a lion is not Shchiach. That's very unusual. That's far-fetched, very far-fetched, right? The husband had no intention of divorcing his wife in that condition, right? He had no intention of doing that. Therefore, the get is batel.
I don't understand this kasha. It's a simple thing. The first one, he died because of from the illness. The second is if I get up.
What do you mean? He died? He died.
He died while he was sick.
One, he died from the illness. No.
He never died from the illness.
He never died from the illness.
The house
right.
fell on him.
If I die from this illness, that house fell on him.
Right. It fell out from this illness and he did.
The second one, the second case is, if I do not get up from this illness, it's a big difference between getting up.
Right, so if you really think about it, there's no difference. Right, so there's no difference. The wording. So the Gemara says it can't be the wording. So the Gemara says, you're right, it's not the wording. It's not the wording. The second case is wrong.
That's right.
It's a mistake. That's how Rashi learns. The Rambam has a whole shot where he says both. It's a complicated thing. It's very simple.
In neither case is it a get.
No, in neither case it's a get. In neither case is it a valid get. Why? Because that happening is far-fetched. And now we're going to see. That happening is far-fetched. It wasn't on your radar when that would happen. And therefore it doesn't count. And therefore, it's not a get. Why? Because I said if I die from this disease, not if I die, because a train came by. I didn't expect that to happen. As a matter of fact, this idea of being far-fetched, now this will take us to the Mishnah. I'll do it very fast, because it's easy. Hahu Garva, there was a guy, the Zabin Ara Lechavra, he sold land. Kabal Alai Kol Unsa Demisulid. He gave him a guarantee for all All ones, all mishaps. Well, so apiku beinara, the river got diverted, and his land was going to get ruined. So azul kamei teravina, they came to Ravina. Amale zil shafile, make him whole. Daha kabalta lecha kol unzid demesyalin. You promised to pay for any ones. Amale ravacha breidov tachlifa leravina unzid lo shchiyak. Who? That's not a normal thing. It's lo shchiyak. When he said, "I guarantee you for all mishap," he meant normal mishaps, not whacked out things. It's Gagal Milsa, the matter worked its way up. Umata la kamei de Rava, got to Rava. Amalahu, unto dosh chiyachu. That's not normal. You can't be required to pay for crazy things.
Flooding is so crazy.
I guess. But in that situation, it was so crazy.
He guaranteed any accident.
I know. But he didn't mean any accident. He meant normal accidents.
He meant standard carve outs.
Standard what?
Standard carve outs.
Yes, standard carve outs. Hve Ravina Larava. Imlo Amad, one second. Imlo Amad Micholi Ze, Vinafa Olaf Bayis Oachichu Nachash, Hareze Get. Now, how come it's a good get? If the house falls on him, right? How come it's a good get, right? Our Bryce said, Eno Get. But now, Rava, the Ravina pulls up a Bryce that says it's a get. So, why isn't it a good get? It's Loshchiach. So Amale Ravala Vema Resha Aina get? But didn't the Resha say there is no get? Amale Ravacha Midifti La Ravina Umisham Kasha Resha Teva Lomas Vinan Tiyuftamine? What? Because there's an internal inconsistency in that Brysa, therefore it's not a good Brysa? Let's go figure out an answer. Amale in, yeah. No, the Brysa is no good. Why? Kivin the Kasha Resha Sefa, since the Resha and Sefa contradict each other, as we said before, Lo Itmar Be Midrasha. That Brysa is not an authentic Brysa. Mishabeshtahi, it's a problem. Zil basar svara. Therefore, follow the logic. What's the logic? The logic is that when you promise something, you don't promise the moon. You promise normal course of business. You said every... That's how normal people talk. Oh, don't worry about it. I'll take care of everything. Oh, I didn't expect that to happen. I don't promise you the moon.
Like Hurricane Sandy.
Yeah, you don't promise some whacked out thing. Never happened before in the history of Nassau County. You don't promise that. You don't promise that.
That's why all the flooded.
Therefore, you're not chayev. Another case. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yeshua, Zavan, Shumshri, Agida, Tanahar Malka. They bought sesame seeds from the guy to bring them across the river. Agur Malche, Lavrinu. And part of the payment was they're going to deliver the sesame seeds across the river. Kiblu Alayu kol unsa dimisyalim. He promised to pay for any mishap. Lasov, it's Dabrin Armalka. The river somehow got clogged. Amrule sa guru chamri afkinu nehelain. Right? So do it by donkey. Come, go over the land route. Take you six times as long. The ha kabilu alayu kolon to dimitalin. You promised to pay for every mishap. Also, look at the Rava. Amrule kaki chivri, you white geese. Mishalche glimi de inchi unto tloshkiahu. You take off your clothing? What does he mean?
You're stripping men of their shirts.
He didn't promise you the moon. He didn't promise you if the river got... Right? That's not normal. I ask you to deliver something to me. You say, fine, no problem. So you'll do it even if there's traffic? Yeah, even if there's traffic, I'll deliver it. Don't worry about it. And then somehow, the government comes, they take away all the roads. Well, you should have hired a helicopter to bring it to me. So that's still a little far-fetched, no? Same thing over here. Okay.
If the road's closed, you can always find an alternative.
Now, what? No, you don't like it?
No. What's the matter?
All right, that's it.
You give a guarantee, so it's every conceivable...
It's my permutation.
Every conceivable thing?
Excuse me.
He's entitled to his opinion.
Entitled to my
opinion. Let's hear it.
When you say something, I guarantee delivery. Does that mean you have to... What does that mean?
That's FedEx.
Right.
Legally, what does
that
mean?
So all of a sudden you have a terrorist. That's an act of God.
What?
You come to me with the terrorists. It's an act of God, therefore the act doesn't mean anything.
That's a valid excuse.
That is a valid excuse.
Even in the law, it's a valid
exactly.
excuse, no?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, yeah.
After God is, if anything happens on the way, you're responsible. The issue is not responsible.
Right.
If there was a major snowstorm, not my problem.
Okay.
Guaranteed.
They didn't pay.
No, you're wrong.
They didn't have to. Because everybody agreed
yeah.
it was an
act of God. It's an act of God.
An act of war. They did not.
Okay, next Mishnah. Next Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about a case where a man says to a woman, I'm giving you a get today, but it's not chal till I die. So they're together now for who knows how many years. Right? So the halacha is, lo tisyached imo. They can't be together. They're not allowed to be together. Because if the divorce does, when he does die, it turns out they were divorced from 10 years ago. So they can't live together. Ella bifnei edim. Ella bifnei edim. Only in front of edim. Meaning they're not going to do anything. Right? They want to be alone. They can't be alone. So they want to be alone. They have to have people in the room. Afilu al pi eved. Afilu al pi shivcha. Even an eved could be there. Even a shivcha could be there. Chutz mi shivcha sa. Except for her shivcha, ibnei shalibo gaspa b'shivcha sa. Because the woman's very, very comfortable with her servant, and it doesn't. It's even if she's there, there's still something might happen. So she can't be there. Look at Rashi. The Rashi says, Zeh, this K, last Rashi in the page, Zeh, shenosen get, he gives a get, v'amr, and he says, v'amr lo, he says, mehayom, from today, imesi, if I die, lo tisyached imo, shema yavo aleha, maybe they'll have relations, de'ikol l'man de'amr, chayshin on shema ba'al, l'shem kedushin, utzricha get shini. You know what Rashi's problem is? We had relations, that was another marriage, I have to give you another get. Right? Right?
An in-between get.
What?
An in-between get.
Yeah. Now, uluman delo chayish nami. We're going to have a machlokas about this in a minute. Mikol makom pinuyahi. She's not considered a married woman anymore. She's not really married. It's a limbo kind of state. The osur lis yachid in pinuyah. You still can't be alone with a pinuyah. Just because she was your wife for 20 years and now you gave her some divorce, if you die, it's chal today. So technically, when you die, it turned out she was not married. And therefore, you're hanging out with a single woman.
It's not a deraisa problem. It's just
probably not a deraisa problem.
It's a zus.
It's not like
anything
deraisa. That's not a deraisa. It's still drabanan. Right. No, it is.
Suppose she kedushin, the tricha get, so she'd have an interim get. So is she an Ashes ish or not?
It's a good question. So we're gonna get to that in a second. Ma hu he ba'osan hayamim. What's the story during this time? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, be'ashes ish k'chol divareha. No, she's an Ashes ish in all ways. Says Rashi on top. V'haba aleha b'mezid b'chenek. If someone has relations with her, they get chenek, like having relations with an Ashes ish. V'shogeg b'chatos. And if you have relations with shogeg, you have to bring a chatas. Af agav demes meosecholi. Even though he's going to die from this disease, he's not recovering. This guy, lefi shelo girsha ella samach lemisa. This is now Rashi now is changing the case, which Tosfos says Hakadosh Rashi just changed the case. Rashi now says the case is that he gave her a get and said the get is chal an hour before I die. Not from today, and then he lives for 10 years. An hour before I die. So now they're really married.
Right.
Yeah. But
then she is an HSC.
But what exactly? But what if someone has relations with her?
Within that hour?
No. And then he dies 5 minutes later. So an hour
before. Within that hour.
Right, that's the problem. Afagav demes meosecholi. Lefishalo girsha elisamach lemisa.
Right.
Ubegamara mukila ba'omer la b'mesiris haget harezagitech vizgarshi ba me'ez chani ba'olam. It's chal when I'm still alive, meaning right before I die. If I die, Hilka Chabi Huda Savar Samach Lamisahu Tahave Get Umuki Hachi Eishes Ishi. So they have relations now. She's a fully fledged married woman. Correct. Rashi just changed the case. The reason why I'm learning with Rashi is because it really fits better with the words, even though the case changed now, right? Rabbi Yosi Savar, Rabbi Yosi holds in a minute. Mechiyahav La Gita Kol Shait the Mesapkalon. The minute he gives her the get, maybe he'll drop dead now.
What?
Maybe he'll drop dead right this minute. Maybe he'll drop dead 5 minutes later. Maybe he'll drop dead. Me'eit shani ba'olam hilkach sveikihi. Va'bo'aleh ba'asham talui. It's an asham talui. Right? Now look at the last line of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yosi Omer, mugureshes ve'eno mugureshes. We're not, it's a suffix. Right? So Rashi says they're not arguing because they changed the case. Right, we're talking about a case now where you give a get and you say it's chal right away. Tosfos says, but it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't sound like we changed the case. But you'll see in the Gemara it does. So, Tana Rabbanan, Roa shenes yachid imo ba'afela. Let's say we saw they were together in the dark room. That had like some romantic candlelit. We saw that. O sheyeshna imo tachas margolos amita. And she slept in the same bed as him. Okay, she slept at the foot of the bed. They were in the same bed together. We saw that. In choshesh in shemen is asku b'davar acher. We're not choshesh. Something went on. V'choshesh in mishum znus. But we are choshesh for znus. V'ein choshesh in mishum kedushin. Okay, so that doesn't make any sense. Those words mean the whole thing kind of... Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omar, af choshesh mishum kedushin. No, we are choshesh that he remarried her. Mike, Omar, what does all that mean? Amar of Nachman, Amar Rabba bar Ravua, Hachik Amar. Ro'osh and Nivala, if we see they had relations together, Choshesh and Mishum Kedushin. Where Choshesh, he remarried her. What's the alternative?
What?
What's the alternative if they're together and he didn't remarry her? It's Nus.
Right.
No, we're Choshesh. No, that guy's not going to do that. He remarried her. V'nas unlock Safim. What if he gave her money? Choshesh and Mishum's Nus. Then with Choshesh, he hired her as a zona. The Amrinan be'esnena nasanla. He gave her a payment because she was nice to him and they had relations. But they ain't Choshesh mishum kedushin. Well, not Choshesh, it's kedushin. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda comes along af bezu Choshesh mishum kedushin. Even in this case, we're Choshesh for kedushin. Kiman azla had the Amar Rabbi Rachana Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Who said the following? There's a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, right? That if someone gives his wife a get. And then they go on vacation together. They're seen together in the same hotel. Everyone knows they gave her a get. Everyone knows they didn't have a good marriage. Everyone knows they gave her a get. It's all not public. And then everyone sees them together in the hotel. So what's going on here? People don't go to hotels with other people, with Tom women. They don't do that. Either with their wife, or they don't go to the hotel, right? Or they go alone. You don't go with some other woman. So what's going on here? What's he doing with this woman? It used to be his wife. So it's a machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, right? I forgot who says what.
So the B.S. Kedushin then?
What? Oh, so Beis Shammai says, Beis Shammai says he's doing something wrong.
It's nus.
And Beis Hillel says nobody does that, and therefore he must have remarried her.
Right. With the B.S. or with Kesa?
Well, either one, doesn't make a difference. And I'm saying that then they went on vacation together to some hotel.
So
right?
They got remarried.
Why? Because nobody would do that. Beis Shammai says, no, somebody would do that. Wouldn't go through all the trouble to give a get. What happened? Okay, so he's for one weekend together. It's a Bisham and Machlokas, Bisham and Bishilo. So who said the following? Kishiroa, the Amar Rabba Bar Bar, the Machlokas between Bisham and Bishilo is only Bisharoa Shenivala. Well, you saw something go on. Avaloroa Shenivala, but if you didn't see anything go on, Divri Hakol, Ain't Srikan, I met him get Cheney. You don't have to give a second get. Who said that? Kiman, Divri Hakol. Everybody said that, right? The Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda said that if you see something happen, we're choshesh to marry.
Right.
Maskev lo abaya midi ksafim ketani. Doesn't say anything. The machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel has nothing to do with money. Doesn't say anything about money. Ela amar abaya hachik amar reuah shenivala. We saw they were together. Choshesh and mishum znus. Then we're choshesh for znus. Then choshesh and mishum kedushin. We're not choshesh for kedushin. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda amar no af choshesh and mishum kedushin. We are choshesh for kedushin. Kiman azla hada amar Rabbi Barachana amar Rabbi Yochanan. Now who said the following? The machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is kishirua shenivala. If only if you saw them doing something at the hotel. Aval lo roa shenivala. But if you didn't see anything go on, just happened to both be there. Divri akol ein tzrichan amenu get sheni. You don't need a second get. Kiman, who's that go like? That goes like Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, who said af ein cho af choshesh mishum kedushin, right? Maskev lo Rava inkin my af. What does it mean af choshesh mishum kedushin? What is af? It doesn't make sense. El amar baya hachi kamar. Here's what it means. When the Tana said that if we saw them together, we're choshesh for znus, but we're not choshesh for kedushin. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda Omer af lo reuah shenivala choshesh mishum kedushin. And if you didn't see anything go on, you're choshesh. They got remarried. Because they're hanging out together. Kiman azla had amar Rabbi Barachana amar Biyochanan machlokes kishiruah shenivala. The whole machlokes is when you saw them together. Avalo ruuah shenivala. But if you didn't see them together, divri hakol ein atzricha imenu get. Everyone holds you don't need a get. Kiman, who said that? The lo kechad. Nobody said that.
Neither.
What?
Neither
of them said that. Nobody said that. Right? Why? Because according to the Tanakhama, even if you saw something, we assume it's nus. And according to Rabbi Yossi, even if you didn't see anything with choshesh, So mahi ba'osen ayamim, what goes on during those days? Rabbi Yehuda Omer ke'esh ezish shechol devareha. She's completely an esh ezish. Rabbi Yossi Omer gemugureshes ve'ena mugureshes. Tana. Now we learned in a brisa ubavachi yamas, and the husband has to die first. But he has to die. If he doesn't die, now how could that be?
She's got to die sometime.
But how could it be that she'll be mizan? How could it be? How could it be that ulechimayis havigita v'alkayim alon deinge alachamisa?
Oh,
right. So the answer is amarabba ba'omer me'ez shani ba'olam. That's what Rashi said on top. The case is. Yeah. He said, 5 minutes, an hour before I die, to get it's chal. Right. Not that it's chal 20 years ago when I gave it to you. No. It's chal when? Right before I die. That's a different story. Therefore, there's a machlokes. Well, what happens if she's mezana with somebody else?
With the last hour, she's not married.
It wasn't the last hour.
Well, that's the last 5 minutes.
So it's 2-3 hours before. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, she's a full Eishes Ish. Why? Because the condition didn't kick in. But if you hold she was married, she was divorced 20 years ago, what kind of machlokas is this? Now, why does Rabbi Yossi hold it's a suffix? Why does Rabbi Yossi hold it's a suffix? I'm only divorced an hour before, not 3 hours before. So she had a relation with some other guy. Why is it a suffix? What? So we said that it's a suffix when he's going to die. Because at every moment he could die. So that's alone, that's enough of a suffix to make it into an Ashram Tali. That's what Rabbi Yossi holds. That all that only makes sense if the get is chal right before he dies. But if it's chal retroactively, then what kind of machlokas is this? Everyone holds she wasn't married. That's why Rashi changed the case. Now the question is on Tosfos.
Yeah, but it doesn't flow in the Mishnah.
Exactly, the Mishnah doesn't flow at all. So but Rashi changed the case because of the bottom of Gemara here, which makes sense. How do you learn it the other way? That's why I didn't want to learn it that way, because I read the Tosfos. What's he? I don't understand what he's talking about. I hear his kasha. His kasha is, I can just change the case, but I couldn't get to the answer. Right. All right. So we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.